Fine. Just get me on the ground and off the fucking chopper. Strapped to my chest was my SIG 9mm pistol and a load of explosive ordnance disposal, EOD kit. Ammo pouches on my hips held at least 6 mags of 30 rounds. In Afghan, everyone had to be ready to fight. In one hand, I held my rifle, the 5.56mm SA-80, a weapon with a bad reputation. But by 2009, effectively it had been rebuilt and was pretty decent. In the other hand was my day sack, containing everything I needed to defuse IEDs. The Chinook had been stripped of all its seats, so more soldiers could be crammed in. 40 of us were squeezed inside an aircraft designed to carry half that number. That's 40 fully equipped troops, carrying rucksacks and weapons, all sitting or squatting, unable to move. I would have happily paid a grand for a few more inches of legroom. The engine screamed with the demands of flying at low level, hugging valleys, using the natural cover of the barren Helmand Desert. I closed my eyes, hoping to doze, but something began pushing against my leg. "Jesus, give it a rest," I groaned. I reached forward, ready to lash out, expecting an arm or a leg, but instead grabbed a handful of fur. It was the explosive search dog sniffing at my kit. The dog's senses had gone crazy. My day sack was full of explosives. I gently stroked its fur and felt his panting breath on my hand. It must have been suffering far more than me, but the dog lay quietly without complaint. Thoughts of my own dog, a hyperactive young cocker spaniel, began to fill my mind. I called him Sabbat after a piece of ammunition. What do you expect from an EOD soldier? I was gently transported to happier times, playing fetch, going for long wintry walks, Sabbat at my side. 5 minutes, the RAF loadmaster signalled. The Chinook had been airborne for about 50 minutes, and the smell of aviation fuel was starting to make everyone feel nauseous. An acrid stench of fresh vomit began to waft through the chopper, and I started to gag. There are only a few things in this world that make me want to throw up, and that smell is one of them. A young soldier, still a teenager, was retching violently. Tears were streaming down his face as he struggled for breath. We were all scared. None of us knew what the future held. His section commander leaned over, anger in his eyes, mouthing the words, "Get a fucking grip." 1 minute, the loadmaster shouted, holding up a solitary finger for those who couldn't hear. I tried to stand, but my legs, numbed into paralysis by sitting cross-legged, buckled and I collapsed in a heap. A hand reached down from above, helping me to my feet. "Cheers, pal," I said, but my words were lost beneath the deafening roar of the engines. The helo had barely touched down before the Lodi started screaming for everyone to get off. A stationary chopper in Taliban territory was a sitting duck. I charged into the dark void. Soldiers around me stumbled and fell. Chaos. I ran clear and fell on my belt buckle. The ground was unexpectedly wet with dew and smelt clean and fresh. Not what I was expecting. I looked up to scan the ground ahead and felt my helmet hanging half off my head as though I was a recruit in the first week of training. A basic error. I'd spent the last 2 days squaring my kit away for the operation, and I'd forgotten about my helmet. Hours had been spent getting my kit sorted, making sure everything was where it should have been, personalising my body armour to make sure it fitted comfortably, giving me easy access to my tools and pistol. It was amazing how many hours could be whiled away ensuring that everything worked and was comfortable. A little bit of OCD went a long way in Afghan. In Helmand, your kit was your life support system. Body armour, pistol, helmet, field dressing, tourniquet, in case you lose a leg or two. Morphine, to dull the pain of a traumatic amputation. Wire snippers, smoke grenades. And the all-important paintbrush, used for clearing the sand away from the IEDs. I kept my 9mm SIG pistol within easy reach. It was my close protection weapon. But if I had to use it in anger, then something had gone seriously wrong. I also had another 50 kilograms of kit that I squeezed into my Bergen rucksack, and that was meant to be light scales.